Well, reports from Syria reveal that infighting between extremist groups fighting the Syrian government is raging in the northern part of the country. New clashes have been reported in Aleppo between al-Qaeda-linked militants from al-Nusra Front and the Islamic State in Iraq, and the 11th group, or the ISIS. It is the latest sign of inner conflict among insurgents fighting government forces over the last 2 years. Meanwhile, reports released a few days ago shed light on conflicts between Takfiri groups and the so-called Free Syrian Army. Opposition activists say the clashes between insurgents have increased in the northern and eastern borders in recent months. Well, let's turn over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Ali. Good to see you, Mohammed. Tell us about this situation. It seems that the insurgents are starting to more and more fight each other. What information do you have, and how this affects the whole situation, of course, between the insurgents and the Syrian government itself?
Yes, Marzia, as you have just said, the fighting intensified in north of Syria, particularly in areas close to Aleppo, Tel Abyad, close to Al-Raqqa, and also Ras Al-Ain near Al-Hasakeh, in the north in particular, Marzia. This is where the fighting is intensifying between those groups that are affiliated to the so-called Free Syrian Army, particularly Asifat al-Shamal Brigade, along with the Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents, those that are also linked with the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and Al-Sham ISIS. What we know, Marzia, is that on Thursday, just 2 days ago, the ISIS issued a statement accusing Asifat al-Shamal Brigade of the Syrian Army, Free Syrian Army, accusing it of several points, some of them, for example, cooperating with the so-called Blackwater, cooperating with the U.S. and German intelligence, and also not distributing aid to the people. This is what the ISIS accused the Free Syrian Army of. Today, yesterday, we heard another statement coming out in reply from the Free Syrian Army about this statement, saying, of course, denying all of those accusations and saying, no, the ISIS fighters looted the Free Syrian Army's hideouts and then distributed those goods and aid to the people in order to create some support over there. So you can imagine the size of the disputes and conflict between those two parties. However, both aim at the end of the day to have more power and more command over more areas in order to have more authority in north of Syria. This is, of course, for sure. But what we know for sure that this is affecting the civilians at the end of the day, we know that both parties are creating human rights violations according to human rights organizations, international ones, credible ones. And also, just a couple of days ago, Marzia, if I have time, the ISIS yes. burned and took over some of the churches in Al-Raqqa, and the people demonstrated against that. They do not want those people anymore to occupy their lands.
And what about this as far as with the Syrian government's continued fight against these entities? How is that affecting it at all? You've just alluded to something as far as these different groups being in, again, residential areas and causing, of course, the stress to the residents there. But in general, in dealing with the fight against the Syrian government, has the Syrian government been able to get more of the upper hand, being that they are also busy right now fighting each other?
Well, Marzia, most of the fighting between the armed men themselves is happening north of Syria, northern Syria. However, let me give you an example of what's happening in Damascus countryside and around Damascus itself. Over there, the Syrian army intensified its operations against the militants. Over there, particularly in areas like Jobar and areas close to the northern countryside of Damascus, there are no civilians, Marzia. There are only army personnel fighting foreign-backed militants positioned in the residential neighborhoods. Of course, if you go deep inside those areas, not on the front lines, there are civilians, and the presence of civilians is the main challenge for the Syrian army in advancing, because the Syrian army does not want to harm the civilians. However, the so-called Free Syrian Army or the Takfiri insurgents of al-Nusra Front and the ISIS continue to displace them, continue to use their areas as strongholds. But the Syrian army is continuing to advance, particularly in Damascus countryside. Most of Jobar in the east is with the Syrian army. Eastern al-Ghouta is all under siege by the Syrian army. So every day we hear about more progress by the Syrian army against the insurgents, particularly in Damascus countryside.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press TV's correspondent on the ground there, Mohammed Ali.